With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump says Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk leaves behind a remarkable legacy. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
As he mourns the fatal shooting of one of his top political allies, the president said Kirk's impact on conservative politics will carry on.
We miss him greatly, yet I have no doubt that Charlie's voice and the courage he put into the hearts of countless people, especially young people, will live on.
He also announced plans to posthumously award Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the nation's highest civilian honor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the wake of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, Jim Paff, president of the Conservative Caucus, says,
"We need national unity amongst citizens to recognize that this is an outrage and these sorts of things cannot happen. But when I recall that Joe Biden said that MAGA is the greatest threat to America and Donald Trump's the greatest threat to America, and I hear the other things that Democrats have been saying for 10 years now, I'm not going to give them any ground to walk on."
Puff made his comment to the Salem Radio Network. The Federal Aviation Administration is seeking $3.1 million in fines from Boeing over safety violations, including an incident in January last year where an Alaska Airlines jetliner lost a door plug panel on its fuselage in mid-flight. No one was seriously injured and the plane landed safely. The agency said Friday that the proposed penalty covers violations from September 2023 through February 2024. The FAA said it identified hundreds of quality system violations at Boeing's 737 factory and a subcontractor's facility. This is SRN News. More bad news for the U.S. fertility rate.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, there are currently about 54 live births per every 1,000 women of childbearing age in this country. That's the lowest it's been in 90 years, back during the Great Depression. A Gallup poll finds most Americans want to have kids but are not going to do so. The report adds, quote, "economic concerns like the cost associated with raising a child continue to be a factor." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that a Detroit-area city that banned gay pride flags from publicly owned flagpoles did not violate the Constitution. U.S. District Judge David Lawson has dismissed a lawsuit against Hamtramck 2 years after the city council voted to allow only five kinds of flags on public property: the American flag, the Michigan flag, and flags that represent the international character of residents. This is SRN News. Falling birth rates and rising life expectancies have combined to bring the aging revolution to nearly every corner of the globe.
In sub-Saharan Africa, old age is coming with hardship, like scarce medical care and many living in deep poverty. For nurse Winnie Katwisije, working with Uganda's elderly is God's work. Katwisije does what she can to meet the need.
People who are getting old should also be considered as people.
At her job with Reach One Touch One Ministries, Katwisije travels into the mountains by motorcycle to the villages where these often neglected elders live. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Heat records are being challenged across the central U.S. this weekend. Forecasters warn that in the last week of summer, temperatures could hit the upper 90s from Louisiana to Wisconsin through Wednesday. The heat wave will drive temperatures 5 to 15 degrees above average. More details at srnnews.com.